Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is Sunday, August 1st, 2010, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1946, President Harry Truman signs the McMahon Atomic Energy Act, transferring the control of atomic energy from the military to civilian hands, and goes formally into effect on January 1, 1947, thus creating the United States Atomic Energy Commission. In 1948, the United States Air Force Office of Special Investigations, or OSI, is founded. Also in 1948, as the tempo and pace of the Berlin airlift continues to grow, it becomes apparent that the Western powers might be able to indefinitely supply the city of Berlin by air alone. In response, the Soviets begin offering free food to anyone who crosses into East Berlin and registers their ration cards there. West Berliners overwhelmingly rejected Soviet offers of food. In 1957, in a joint announcement, the United States and Canada formed the North American Air Defense Command, or NORAD. In 1960, the Communist Party of Independence and Work is banned in Senegal. In 1961, the German Democratic Republic begins limiting traffic to West Berlin. In 1963, after losing almost 60 square kilometers after World War II, and after paying almost 280 million marks, the Federal Republic of Germany recovers the village of Elten and others from previous annexation by the Netherlands as part of the war reparations. On this day in 1964, the Belgian Congo is renamed the Republic of the Congo. In 1966, purges of intellectuals and imperialists becomes the official People's Republic of China policy at the beginning of the Great Proletarian Cultural Revolution, or simply the Cultural Revolution, and continues until the death of Mao Zedong in 1976. In 1975, CSCE Final Act creates the Conference for Security and Cooperation in Europe. In 1977, former U-2 pilot Francis Gary Powers crashes the news helicopter he is flying in Los Angeles. In 1981, MTV begins broadcasting in the United States and airs its first video, Video Killed the Radio Star, by the Buggles, thus beginning a different and new cultural revolution. In 1987, U.S. forces in Berlin assume control of Spandau Prison from Soviet forces for the last time, since reopening on 18 July 1947 for the seven Nazis found guilty of war crimes to serve out their sentences. In 1990, Soyuz TM-10 launches as a 10th expedition to the Russian space station Mir. In what is considered another sign of the changing times, in 1992, the USA-USSR air race around the world begins in Santa Monica, California. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, August 1st. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, Auf Wiedersehen.